And now to revelations that the Obama administration secretly sent young foreigners, Latin Americans, to Cuba to pose as travelers and health workers and gin up political activism. The program was run by the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. The news, reported by the Associated Press, comes just a few months after another AP investigation found that USAID had created a secret Twitter-like program in Cuba called Zunzuneo. They said it was to give Cubans better tools to organize and communicate, but it was also to try to undermine the Castro government. That program ended in 2012, but apparently it wasn't the only secret U.S. effort in Cuba. AP investigative reporter Jack Gillum is part of the team reporting this story, and he joins us from Washington. Jack, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
I should say welcome back. We talked to you about the secret Twitter program that you discovered USAID started in Cuba, again, to spread information. Now this program with young foreigners, tell us more about it. Where'd they come from, and what were they supposed to do?
So this was another USAID program under these Cuban civil society programs. And this time, a program sent Venezuelans, Peruvians, Costa Ricans, young people, that is in their early 20s, to Cuba under this program that would, seek out political activists, affect political change. And in one case, they used the cover of an HIV program to do that.
So again, stay with that. They set up a false HIV prevention program and used it to, recruit potential activists. What are the concerns about that? A false program.
So this was in documents that we reviewed was called the, quote, perfect excuse to conduct this political activism. Now, USAID already requires the cooperation and trust of foreign governments when it does, its important work around the world. And, folks that we spoke to and some that are reacting this morning, that is particularly in the public health sphere, are concerned about this and saying that, this work puts their work even more at risk, particularly, if we remember back in May, the White House said the CIA was going to stop doing vaccination programs as the cover for political work, that is for espionage, which they had done in Pakistan to look for evidence about Osama bin Laden.
Well, you mentioned the CIA. Why is the USAID doing covert work when we have a CIA?
So when we asked USAID about this, they said that, this is part of their, civil society programs, that is, to expand access and information to people in, repressive governments. I think the question going forward is, whether it's a Cuban Twitter program done under the nose of Cuban officials, whether it's a secret program that sends youth under the cover of an HIV program to affect political change. Is this something that USAID should be doing rather than an intelligence organization like the CIA?
Well, tell us more about the young people involved. You write about a young woman from Venezuela who said she was worried because this was when Hugo Chavez was in power. And she said if anyone found out she was in Cuba trying to spark rebellion, he, of course, was a friend of Cuba's, she would have been in trouble. So how were they recruited and screened and trained to do this potentially dangerous work by the U.S.?
One guy said that he was giving a 30-minute training session over Skype interspersed with jokes about how to avoid Cuban officials. Other ones, based on documents and in interviews, had said that they were given code language to speak. So, for example, I have a headache meant that they suspected the Cubans were onto them. Your mother is sick means you need to go home. They encrypted their files with USB thumb drives. And that sort of a thing. And they did this because they knew that they were going to get in trouble if they were caught. And at one point, we found that the Cuban authorities started to suspect their true motives and where the source of their money was coming from.
Well, we really haven't seen unrest and activism in Cuba, so it feels as if it did not achieve its goal. But you tell me if it did. And did people in USAID start to become wary of it, especially given that another contractor is still in jail?
Right. So all these programs went on about the time that Alan Gross, another USAID contractor, was arrested in Cuba for trying to smuggle in sensitive technology. And he still remains in a prison down there. He was arrested and convicted for, I believe, crimes against the state. USAID's contractor, Creative Associates, had done these programs around this time. And I think it really depends on what level of success they have. I mean, USAID has said that these programs are to open up the doors in repressive regimes. Cuban Twitter, they said, was to, expand the free flow of information in a country that heavily restricts it. This program was to help with civil society programs. The degree to which it's, the ultimate goal, I guess, to overthrow the Castro regime, if, you know, to the degree that that was an overall goal, obviously didn't happen. But, you know, these programs were still going on around the time that USAID officials privately had told their contractors, you need to defer travel to the island because this is dangerous. And in one case, one of these contracts was signed 4 days after Alan Gross was arrested.
So in essence, USAID, the American government, was putting foreign young people in harm's way.
And I think the question that members on the Hill and others are going to ask is, to what degree were people given proper security training to do these operations? I mean, they were young people who were so young that sometimes they had to study for their college exams while they were doing this program. They were given 30-minute training sessions. They had the code that they spoke in. They were almost their mission was almost blown. Their cover, rather, was almost blown by the Cuban authorities. And I think that's going to be the questions going forward here is, you know, what sort of training do people get when they go into a high-risk situation like this? And should they be doing it under the cover of an HIV prevention program, which health activists have already said this morning is improper and not something the U.S. government should be doing, particularly when the CIA had said just the other month, we're pulling out of this type of operation.
That's AP investigative reporter Jack Gillen. We'll link you to his team's writing at HereNow.org. Jack, thanks.
Thank you very much.